Today's Amud is Chagiga Chav Dalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Dalad Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom, Ubetruma Im Nipnes V'chulu. So we're moving on now to the next Chumra mentioned by the Mishnah on Chav Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said, flipping back to Chav Amud Beis, at the bottom of the Mishnah had said, Ubetruma Im Nipnes Achas Miyadav Chaverta Tahira. Now when it comes to Truma, if one hand is Tame, so the other one can still be Tar. If it became Tame with the Tumah Min Rabbanan, that's only Metame of the hands, it's not Metame of the whole body. Right? The Raisa, there's no such thing. If part of the body becomes Tame, the whole body becomes Tame. But it's possible for Tumah Min Rabbanan to be Metame in one hand, and the other hand will remain Tar. And the Mishnah said, Uba Kaidash Matabil Shteyan. However, by Kachim, so then we'll view both of his hands as being Tame, and the halacha by Kachim is that Netilah doesn't work, he has to do Tfilah, so he has to be Tame with both of his hands. And then the Mishnah said, Shehayan Metames Chaverta Bakaidash Avaloi Betruma. Because one hand can be Metame the other hand when it comes to Kachim, which is not so when it comes to Truma. So the Pashim Shad of the Mishnah almost sounds like the Mishnah is saying two separate things. It sounds like in the beginning that Truma, if one hand is Tameh, the other one can still be Tar. Whereas by Kachim, once one hand becomes Tameh, so then naturally the other hand is automatically deemed Tameh. That there's no such thing as one hand becoming Tameh by Kachim. By Truma, so there's such a thing as Tumah touching one hand, and we'll say that only that hand became Tameh. But the other hand is going to remain Tar. Whereas by Kachim, if Tumah touches one hand, so we say that both of his hands become Tameh. However, then the explanation of the Mishnah almost sounds like it's saying something else entirely. It says, because by Kachim, a Yad can be Metame the other Yad. Which almost makes it seem like that by Kachim, it is possible for one hand to be Mekabel Tumah and the other hand remains Tahar. It's just then afterwards, if that Tameh hand touches the Tar hand, so the Yad is Metame the other hand, the Tameh hand can be Metire the Tar hand, as opposed to Truma, that the hand cannot be Metame a hand. Either way, the Gemara says that neither of those are the Pshan in the Mishnah, and the Gemara will tell us a whole new Pshan, and we'll have to explain the extra words of the Mishnah. It sounds like we're giving like an explanation. We'll see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means, but it doesn't mean any of the two things that we just said. Says the Gemara, going back to Chaf Daladam and Aleph, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shizvi. It says Rav Shizvi that bechiburin shanu, the pshan in the Mishnah is that we're talking about chiburin. So Rashi explains the cases like this. The person, only his right hand became tameh. So his right hand is tameh, his left hand is tahar. His left hand is touching truma. Let's say first in the case of Truma. His left hand is touching truma. His left hand is tar, nothing wrong. His left hand is touching truma. And his right hand is touching his left hand. So the right hand is not touching the Truma, the right hand is touching his left hand, and the left hand is touching Truma. So when it comes to Truma, in that type of matzah, that his right hand, which is Tameh, is touching his left hand, and his left hand is touching the Truma, so one hand can't be Metameh the other hand, and the left hand is Tar, it's touching the Truma, everything's good, it's perfectly fine, there's nothing wrong with that. You could even do that in Chadchila, you're allowed to have your left hand be touching Truma, and your right hand, which is Tameh, could be touching your left hand. There's nothing wrong. However, when it comes to Kachim, there's an issue. Not really because the right hand is Metame and the left hand per se, but the reason is that while everything's all together, while the left hand is touching Kachim, let's say the left hand is on a piece of Kachim meat, and the right hand is touching the left hand, even though technically speaking the right hand is not Metame the left hand, so technically speaking there should be nothing wrong with this. The right hand is Tame, and it's touching the left hand, nothing wrong with that. The left hand is Tar, so it's his Tar hand that's touching the Kachim, also nothing wrong. However, the Mishnah is saying that there's a gzera when it comes to Kachim, so there's a gzera if your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the Kachim, so then the Kachim, we view it as becoming Tame. You're not allowed to do that. We view it almost as if the right hand is Metame the left hand to make the Kachim Tame. And the reason is because we have a concern, as the Gemara will speak out, that we have a concern that when the right hand is touching the left hand, and the left hand is touching Kachim, we have a concern that you might might actually touch the kutchim with your right hand. The right hand is tameh, and so close to the kutchim, the right hand which is tameh is touching the left hand which is touching the kutchim. Being that everything is so close, that we have a gzeira. When it comes to the kutchim, we make a gzeira that you're not allowed to do such a thing. By truma beseder. But by kutchim, we have a gzeira that the tameh hand, the right hand, may then end up going ahead and touching the kutchim. So that's what Rav Shizvi says. I'm Rav Shizvi b'chiburin shanu. That which our Mishnah says, and one hand is metame, the other hand by kachim, it's only if everything's all attached, that the left hand is touching the kachim, and the right hand is touching the left hand. But if they're not attaching, so then if stam, a person's right hand became tame, and it touches his left hand, it's not like there's a halacha by kachim, so that in such a case that we view it, and now his left hand became tame. One hand is not metame, the other hand. It's only when the left hand is touching kachim, so that's when we say that one hand is metame the other. Ask the Gemara, Isfe Abaye, Abaye asks on Rav Shizvi, I'll prove it to you from a Braisa that the way you're learning the Mishnah, that's not the Pshan in the Mishnah. The Braisa says on our Mishnah, really for the most part, brings the halacha of our Mishnah, but it adds in an extra word. The Braisa says like this, that a hand which is dry, it's nogov, it's dry, is able to be metame the other hand, to be metame kachim, of a layla truma, but it doesn't have that ability to do such a thing when it comes the truma, divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rebbe. That's the sheet of Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, that lives so avoloi l'tame. That's a masking to everything the Tanakama to that Rebbe just said, but he just has a little bit of a machlekes. That which Rebbe said, that by kachim, the tame hand, the right hand, when it touches the left hand, it's metame the kachim. It's not metame the kachim. Metame the kachim means that it makes the kachim into a shlishi that could then go ahead and make a revi'i. Says Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda, no, all it does is it passels the kachim. It makes the kachim into a revi'i. It makes it passel, but not that the kachim could go ahead and be metame something else. Al kopanim, for the most part, it's really the same halacha that we said in our Mishnah, that one hand can be metame the other hand when it comes to kachim, but not when it comes to truma. So what's the raya? What's the kasha on Rav Shizvi from the Braisa? The answer is because the Braisa adds in an extra word. It doesn't just say that a hand is metame another hand by kachim and not by truma. It says a yan neguva, that a dry hand is metame the other hand. Now what's the case? So it says Abai like this, the kasha is like this, that I am ripishlama shaloi bichiburin. It makes sense if you understand that the case of the Braisa and the case of our Mishnah is discussing a case where it's not bichiburin. We're discussing exactly the way we understood the Mishnah from the beginning. The Mishnah means kipshutai. It means stam, nothing to do with chiburin. It means that the right hand, which is tameh, could be matam of the left hand, and that's halacha by kachim, which is not so by truma. If that's what the Braisa means, if that's what the Mishnah means, so then I understand Hainu Rebusei de Neguva. So now there's a chiddush that this is true even when the hand is dry. Even when the right hand is dry, and the left hand is dry, still the right hand can be metame the left hand if it was wet. So there's not such a chiddush, because the halacha is Yadayim Shniyah Yisei. A person's stam Yadayim are considered a Sheni Lutama. And the halacha is that if a sheni l'tumah touches water, so then it makes the liquid, it's a din d'rabbanan, but it actually turns the liquid into a rishayin l'tumah. It's a gzeira that they had, atu mayanais of azav, of different people that their liquids, the fluids that come out of their body are tameh. And so the halacha is that stam yadayim, if they were wet, it would make the water into a rishayin. And so if his hand, let's say his right hand was wet and it touches his left hand, so then of course his left hand now becomes a sheni, which could go ahead and be metame kachim. There wouldn't be much of a chiddush in saying that. So now I understand. That's why the Bryce is speaking out. That we're discussing a case that even though the hand is dry, even though the hand is dry, by kachim we have a special chumrah that one hand is metame of the other hand. Now I understand why the Bryce threw in this extra word that we're talking about dry hands, because there's the extra chiddush. Now I know it's dry. Wow, now I see a new chumrah by kachim. This is not the standard halacha that hands make the liquid into a rishayin, which then could go ahead and be metame the other hand. This is a whole new halacha, that one hand could be metame another hand, even though they're dry. Everything makes a lot of sense. That's if you learn that we're not talking about chiburim. We're just I'm talking about one hand being metame the other hand. Now we understand the braisa. Eli amar b'chiburim. But if you're going to say like Rav Shizvi, that the case of the Mishnah, the case of the Brice is discussing when the right hand is Tameh, and it's touching the left hand that's Tar, which is also touching the Kachim. And the reason why we say one hand's Matameh the other is not really because one hand's Matameh another hand, it's because we have Xera, we have a concern that your right hand might end up going and touching the actual piece of Kachim meat. If that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Brice are saying, so then my Rebuse Dineguva, so then what's so special about the fact that his hands are dry? That chashash, that gzeir would exist whether his hands are wet or his hands are dry. Because if his hands are a sheni latuma and they touch kachim, even if everything's dry, by kachim, the halacha is that it doesn't need to be wet. As we'll see later on Amud Beis, it doesn't even need to be wet. So of course your hand is going to go ahead if it touches the other hand, which is touching the kachim. I don't care if it's wet or dry, we're going to have a gzeira that maybe your hand is going to go ahead and touch the kachim. It's going to be metameh. There's no reason why I should differentiate between wet hands or dry hands. There's no reason to differentiate between the two. So what's the chiddush? Why did the Braisa feel the need to mention that the person's hands were dry? That's only necessary if you're saying that we're talking about shalai b'chiburin. And being that we're talking about shalai b'chiburin, so now there's a tremendous chiddush that one hand can be metameh the other even when it's dry. If it's talking about b'chiburin, so then of course that xaver exists even when your hands are dry. There's no extra chiddush in mentioning the fact that his hands are dry. I don't care if his hands are dry or wet. I still have that same chashash. It might touch the meat and be metame the meat. So that's a bayis kasha on Rav Shizvi. That's how he slugs up Rav Shizvi. It must be our Mishnah is not talking about a case of chiburin. Our Mishnah actually means the way we understood originally that we're talking about stam, one hand being metame the other hand. Now the person's right hand could go ahead and be metame his left hand. Now, Itmar Nami Amar Ishlakish said, another halacha with regards to our Mishnah, that Leishanu Ela Yadai. This whole idea that if a person's right hand is Tameh and his left hand is Tar, so when it comes to Kachim, we say that one hand could be Metameh the other hand, that's only when it's your own hand. Leishanu Ela Yadai. Your right hand, which is Tameh, could go and be Metameh your left hand, which is Tar. But with your right hand, which is Tameh, if that touches your friend's hand, so then it's back to the regular din that a hand cannot be Metameh a hand. Really, the regular din is that a hand cannot be Metameh a hand. By Kachim, there's a special Chumrah. When it's your own hands, then one hand can be Metameh the other. But that Chumrah does not extend to your friend's hand. Your hand can be Metameh the other hand. Your hand cannot be Metameh your friend's hand. Rav Yechanan Amar, however, Rav Yechanan argues on Reish Lakish. Rav Yechanan says that no, achas yadoi va achas yad chaveroi. This halacha applies whether it's your own hand, whether it's your friend's hand, just like your right hand can be metame your left hand, so your tame hand could also be metame your friend's hand. However, says Rabbi Yechanan, is one condition, bo'aisa hayad. It has to be that hand. Meaning, your right hand became tame. So your right hand could be metame your left hand, and your right hand could also be metame someone else's hand. However, if your right hand touches your left hand, so your left hand didn't really become tame, it only became tame from this chum that your right hand touched it. So your left hand cannot go ahead and be metame your friend's hands. Your right hand can be metame your left hand, and your right hand can be metame someone else's hands, but the left hand cannot be metame someone else's hand. And Rabbi Yechanan said another halacha, and this whole idea that the yad is metame chaverta, it's lifsol of a leila tame. All it does is that it makes your other hand into a shlishi, which could go ahead and passel the truma, but it does not make your hand into a sheni that could go ahead and be metame the truma. Now, mimai, going back to the first halacha of Rabbi Yechanan had said over, that just like your right hand can be metame your left hand, so your right hand can be metame someone else's hands. So mimai, where did Rabbi Yechanan know that from? Where did he see that in the Mishnah, in the words of the Mishnah, that one hand can be metame another hand? Midigatani seifa, from the fact that the Mishnah was redundant, it said that by truma, so if one hand is tame, the other hand is tar, which is not the case by kachim. And then it said, midigatani seifa, it said after that, shahayan metame chaver to lekaidash of olay le truma, because one hand's matama, the other hand by kachrim, which is not the case by truma. Hasul amali, the Mishnah seems to be redundant. Why is the Mishnah repeating what it already said, that one hand's matama, the other hand by kachrim, and not by truma? Hatana le reisha, it already said that in the line before that. It must be when the Mishnah originally said that by truma, if one hand is tame, the other one is tar. And by kachrim, if one hand is tame, both are tame. That meant if your own hand, if your right hand touched your own left hand, it makes it tame. When the Mishnah then says, because a hand could be matame, a hand by kachrim, it doesn't mean your own hand, that's going on your friend's hand. That's coming to say that your right hand could also be matame someone else's hands. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah. That's how he understood the redundancy in the Mishnah, that it's coming to be include even someone else's hands, that just like your hand could be matame your own hand, it could also be matame someone else's hand. And says the Gemara that even Reish Lakish, he agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a good raya from our Mishnah, and Reish Lakish was chayzer, and he ended up agreeing with our Mishnah. Da Amar Rav Yaina, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that Echad Yadoi, Ve'echad Yad Chaveirai, it doesn't matter if it's your own hand, your right hand can be matame your left hand, and it doesn't matter if it's Yad Chaveirai, your right hand could also be matame someone else's hands. But Isa Hayad, as long as it's your right hand, it's the same hand, it's that hand which got the original tumah. And it's lifsol of aloy letame. And Reish Lakish said over also the same thing that we had before from Rabbi Yochanan, that this, that one hand is metame the other hand, to be metame kachim, it only passels the kachim, meaning your stam yadayim is a shady. That makes the other hand into a shlishi, and that second hand then goes ahead, and it's metame, and it passels the kachim, and makes it into a ravi. But we do not say that one hand makes the other hand into a shani, which then is metame kachim to make it into a shlishi, that can then go ahead and be matame something else. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that all it has the ability to do is to pasul kachim and not to be matame kachim. Now on this point, says the Gemara, ulifsal avaloy matame tanahi. Now that really is a machlokes tanaim about whether or not we say that the hand, the second hand, becomes a sheni or a shlishi, that it pasuls kachim or it's matame kachim. That's really a machlokes tanaim. So the truth is on the bottom of Chavdal and Aleph, we had a Bryson that said this Lahedia, we had the Machlaikas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, who had a Machlaikas about this, whether or not it's Metameh, or it's just Passels the Kachim. And the Gemara is going to bring that Bryson, but first the Gemara wants to see if we could even prove it from a Mishnah. Says the Gemara that this idea that there's a Machlaikas, if a hand is Metameh the Kachim, or Passels the Kachim, that's a Machlaikas Tanoim de Tnan. The Gemara first wants to bring it from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Mesechus, it says that kol ha'paisel b'truma, anything which passels truma, like a sheni, so it's metame yadayim liyoshniyos. So that tumah is metame a person's hands, it's a tumah midrabanon, it's metame a person's hands, and it makes them into a sheni. V'yad metame chaverta, and then one hand could go ahead and be metame the other hand. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim say that Yadayim Shniyai say that no, hands are a sheni, Ve'ein sheni, Oysa sheni, and a sheni cannot go ahead and make another sheni, meaning when one hand is touching the other one, we don't say that the second hand becomes a sheni, rather, that's all the Chachamim said. It sounds like the Rabbi Yeshua said that when one hand becomes a sheni and it touches the other hand also becomes a sheni. One hand which is a sheni makes the other hand into a sheni. Comes along the Chachamim and they said there's no such thing. You can't have a sheni making a sheni. That the Adayim are a sheni. The ain't sheni. He's a sheni. The sheni can't go ahead and make another sheni. One hand can't go ahead and be matam with the other hand and make it into a sheni. So then what did the Chachamim mean? My love, sheni hu delay avid, hashlishi avid. The Chachamim are saying that the one hand doesn't make the other hand into a sheni, but it does make it into a shlishi. So it comes out that the Machlaikas of Yeshua and the Chachamim is exactly like we said before. Does the one hand that's tame, when it touches the other hand, does it make it into a sheni, or does it make it into a shlishi? If it makes it into a sheni, then it's metame kachim, because it makes the kachim into a shlishi, which could then make something else into a revi. But if the one hand was metame the other hand, and it makes it into a shlishi, so then all it has the ability to do is to pasul kachim and make a revi, but that kachim can't go ahead and then be metame something else. So it seems like that's the machlankas. So we found the machlankas tanayim about whether it's lifsol or letame. However, the Gemara says, no, Dilma loy shneini avid v'loy shlishi. Many of the Chachamim, they completely disagree with the whole idea that the Yad can be metameh Yad. It could be everybody who holds the Yad is metameh Yad, everybody holds it's letameh. Everybody holds it makes it into a shneini, or makes it into a shlishi. You don't see a raya from here that within a yad, being metame yad, that there's a machlekes if it makes it into a sheni or a shlishi. The Chachamim argued on Rabbi Yeshua, it's true, but they weren't saying that the yad can't make another yad into a sheni and it could make it into a shlishi. They were just stomp saying, Rabbi Yeshua, you're wrong. A yad can't be metame another yad. It could be the Chachamim hold, they disagree with our Mishnah. They hold there's no such halacha like that, that a yad can be metame yad. But within the Shita, he said, hold like our Mishnah, that hold that a yad can be metame yad, we don't see a machlekes tanayim if it makes it into a sheni or a shlishi. So says the Gemara, we'll go back to our braisa that we had on the Manalef, Eliki Hadi Tanayim. The place that we see it's a machlekes is Lifsol or Litame is the following tanayim. The tanayim we learned in the braisa, this is the braisa from before, that Yad Neguva Metames Chaverta Litame Ba Kaidash of Aloy Litruma, Divrei Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Aimer, Isa Yad Lifsol of Aloy Litame. That's a machlekes lahedya, the Rabbi holds. That one hand is metame the other hand, and it makes it into a sheni, which could then go ahead and be metame kachem, whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik, he says, no, one hand makes the other hand tame, but only that it could go ahead and be a shlishi and pasul truma, but not that it could be metame truma. Moving on to the next chumrah, we said in the Mishnah that eichlan eichalim neguvin biyadayim mesuaves, that a person's allowed to eat dried foods with dirty hands, which means stam yadayim, that are sheni l'tuma. He's allowed to eat truma like that, but he can't eat kachem. So truma makes a lot of sense. He's allowed to eat truma because even though his hands are a sheni, but it can't be metamed, it cannot be the metamed of the food that he's eating because it's dry. So being that the food he's eating is dry, so he's gonna be beseder because anyways it's not gonna be metameh by kachrim. So there's a halacha, he's not allowed to eat the food. Now Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes, the chiyesh neguva l'kaidash. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? What's the chiddush of our Mishnah that by truma you're allowed to? Why by truma? Because the food is dry, so there's no problems. Your hands might be dirty, but everything is dry, so it can't be metameh the truma. But by kachrim, oh, then already you're not allowed to. By kachim, even though everything's dry, if your hands are stam yadayim, if your hands are dirty, so then you're not allowed to eat the kachim. Obviously you can't eat the kachim, because by kachim, like we mentioned earlier, by kachim there's no concept of wet and dry. It doesn't have to be hukshur l'kabel tuma. V'chiyesh neguva l'kaidash, is there such a concept of dry when it comes to kachim? Do I care about wet and dry? V'halay chibas ha-kaidash machsharton, the halacha is just the chibas ha-kaidash itself. The holiness of the kachin themselves, that's what makes it so chashav already, that it's mekabel tuma. Normally foods need to get wet in order for it to get the tuma onto it, but kachin, because it's so loved, so kachin itself, it's already hochshel lekabel tuma by itself memela. It doesn't need to be wet. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that you're not allowed to eat kachin that's dry with dirty hands? Of course you can't, because your hands are going to go ahead and be metame the kachin. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So it says the Gemara like Tzricha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. Kegayin shetachav leichaveiro l'seich piv. We're not talking about that you're eating the kachim by yourself with the dirty hands. We're talking about a case where your friend put the kachim into your mouth and his hands are clean. So he took the piece of meat of kachim and he put it into your mouth. Ay shetachav ula aksmai, or you did it yourself, but you didn't use your hands. You used a stick. Bekayish of a karkar, different types of sticks. You used a certain type of a skewer of stick to put it into your mouth. Ubikish, now what's the issue? If everything, you're not using your hands anyways, so then what's the issue? The issue is like this, is that you have this piece of kachim meat now in your mouth. Ubikish la'echol tznayin ubatzal shalchul enimahen. And now you want to take with your hands, you want to take a radish, you want to take an onion that's chulen. So technically speaking, there's no problem, because your hands are shniyos, they can't be metame chulen. Chulen, the highest level, is a sheni. Chulen never gets bumped up to a shlishi. So now you want to take this radish or this onion,
which is tahor, and you're not going to be metame, so there's nothing wrong, and you want to take that onion and radish, and you want to eat it together with the meat, you want to put it into your mouth, so the meat got into your mouth, everything's fine, your hands are dirty, but we don't care because you're not touching it. Your friend put it into your mouth, or you did, but you used the fork, you used some sort of kli, which is not mekabel tuma, and the onion now you want to put into your mouth, the onion's not mekabel tuma because it's chulin, it doesn't become a shlishi. So is there anything wrong? So lekaidash gazubu rabbanan, letruma legazubu rabbanan. So when it comes to kachim, there's an issue. When it comes to kachim, Chazal said you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat kachim with dirty hands, means that you have the kachim in your mouth, and now you want to put chulin into your mouth. So by kachim, we have a gezerah that when you put the onion, when you put the radish into your mouth, you might end up touching the meat. And your meat, the meat will become tameh if you touch it. So by kachim, they made a gezerah that you're not allowed to do that. As opposed to by truma, you're allowed to. If you have truma bread or whatever it is, and you're eating that in your mouth, it got into your mouth because someone else put it into your mouth, or you did it with a stick. You've got it into your mouth, and now you want to eat. Chulin, and you want to now put it into your mouth. So that already, that you're allowed to do. That they didn't make a gzeirah. Now your hand might go ahead and touch the truma, even if it's wet. By kachim, they made a gzeirah that you might touch it, whereas by truma, they did not make a gzeirah. And then finally, the last chumrah of the Mishnah was that ha'ainen u'mechusar kippurim. We said that when it comes to an ainen, someone who finished his period of aninus, he lost one of his relatives, and now during that time he was not allowed to eat kachim, and now they bury the relative, so he's still not allowed to eat kachim until he goes to the mikvah. U'mechusar kippurim also is a person after he finished all of his days of tumah, and he went to the mikvah, and now he has to bring a karban. So during that period, after he goes to the mikvah, even after Harav Shemesh, before he brings the karban, he's a mechusar kippurim, he's allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat kachim. Even after he brings the karban, and technically now he's not even a mechusar kippurim anymore, still he has to go to the mikvah before he could go ahead and eat kachim. So says the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason for this chumra that by kachim he has to go to the mikvah before he eats kachim after finishing aninas, or when he's not in mechusar kippurim anymore? Says the Gemara, because kaven da'ad inna havasiri, it's rechinu rabbanan tefillah. Since until now he was asur to eat kachim, and now he becomes mutter, so Chazal made a takana that he has to do something before he could just eat it. He has to go to the mikvah before he can eat kachim. He can't just go right ahead and eat kachim. He has to first go to the mikvah.